Hi, I'm Marie Bonardelli, one of the education officers at the Sydney Jewish Museum. My role in the redevelopment of the permanent display is not only to assist in the selection of content and be mindful of how the educators and guides in the museum can use the display, but also to think about how we embed our educational philosophy in the exhibition so that we can teach about this devastating and traumatic event in history without traumatizing our visitors. We understand that visitors need to be brought safely into this history and safely out of it. Best practice Holocaust education reflects that rather than focus on 6 million Jewish victims, a number which often becomes little more than a statistic, the more meaningful way to understand genocide is to know what existed before, and therefore what was lost or nearly lost as a result of 6 million deaths. I think about the belief systems, ways of life, languages, cultures, religion, ideas. Unfortunately, when we deal with this history, we cannot avoid confronting material or atrocity imagery and testimony. How we reveal this to visitors has been carefully thought out, particularly because we do have young school students who visit this museum. Separating subject matter like the open-air shootings from the invasion of the Soviet Union, an aspect of the Holocaust that is intrinsically linked, was an important decision to not lose the opportunity to speak about the macro history and the Eastern invasion with younger students, but also with protecting them from needing to look at disturbing pit shooting photographs. Beyond the selection of content and being mindful of how we display graphic content, we want visitors to come and reflect on human action and inaction, to think about what moral dimensions and choices people were confronted with at the time. Currently, we've been training our guides about how to speak about some of the most confronting aspects of this history, specifically open-air shootings. And one such example is in the display, where we juxtapose a series of killing orders with a schnapps flasks and photographs of shootings. The choice and connections between these artifacts is to draw visitors' attention to the mass participation of men in shootings, who at the war's end said they were following orders to kill men, women, and children. However, when you read the orders, they specifically say to not talk about the events, photograph the atrocities, or consume alcohol before, during, or after. In a display where we have photographs taken by soldiers and a schnapps flask that was unearthed from a mass grave after the war, we're able to visually challenge visitors to realize that the defense of following orders is untrue, and in fact reveals that there still was choice, even under the circumstances of genocide. So we've been careful to not only think about education and a display that shows best practice in Holocaust education, but we've been mindful to also not instill any shock and awe tactics. We know that bad Holocaust education is when we unreasonably expose visitors to confronting materials. And so we think we've dealt with this history sensitively but truthfully.